Today is Nowruz Baha'i New Year. Thursday, March 21st, 1912, Boston. Publication unknown. Today, which marks the official arrival of spring, also is Nowruz, New Year of the Baha'is, the Persian sect, regarded by many authorities as the great religious movement of modern times. This evening at the home of Mrs. Alice Hives Breed, a well-known clubwoman and Baha'i missionary, 367 Harvard Street, Cambridge, 30 followers in Boston and vicinity of Abdu'l-Bahá, the living promulgator of the religion, will gather at the Feast of Nowruz in observance of the date. No mysticism. At the feast will be none of the Oriental mysticism and ceremony which popularly is supposed to surround any religion unknown in Occidental countries. There will be readings from the books of the Bab and Baha'u'llah, dead Baha'i prophets, and of Abdu'l-Bahá, present head of the sect. A simple evening meal will be served. During his visit, which may last for months, he will stay at a hotel, and according to Mrs. Breed, he will receive anyone who may wish to call. He is democratic in the extreme, she says, and will have but a few attendants, probably a servant to cook his food and an interpreter, for he speaks nothing but Persian. Mrs. Breed will be among the hundreds of Baha'is from the different parts of the United States who will greet Abdu'l-Bahá when he sets foot in New York. He will spend but a few days in New York, going from there to Washington to attend the convention of the American Persian Educational Society Convention, which will convene April 17. From Washington, Abdu'l-Bahá will go to Chicago to attend the annual convention of Mashiqul Azkar, which translated means a dawning place of meeting, still more liberally, the temple. It is an association of Baha'is who are planning to erect the Baha'i temple on the shore of Lake Michigan. There are Baha'is in the association from every part of the country. Already they have purchased land for the erection on the north shore of the lake of the worshipping place, which will be the only one of the sect in America. There is but one other Baha'i temple in the world, located at Ashgabat, Russia. Abdu'l-Bahá will come directly from Chicago to Boston. While he's here, there will be as little publicity as possible, Mrs. Breed says. Baha'i Movement. The life and history of both the Baha'i Movement and its present leader are unusual. The movement began in 1844 when the teachings of Muhammad Ali, who was called the Bab, meaning the gate between heaven and earth. He announced the dawn of a great day of God, when all men should recognize their fatherhood in God. He declared also that another should come who would give the divine message for his time, and whom he called Baha'u'llah, or the glory of God. Hussein Ali, Prince of Nur, a division of the Persian royal family, and father of Abdu'l-Bahá, was Baha'u'llah. In explaining the Baha'i manner of observing the new year of the sect, Mrs. Breed, who is the mother of Madame Ali Kula Khan, wife of the Persian Chargé d'Affaires at Washington, and herself a prominent Baha'i, said that the movement simply is for the religious unification of all people. "So you see, there can be nothing mysterious about it," she said. "The date of our new year, I think, is significant. It is the beginning of spring. The Baha'i movement is the beginning of better things, universal brotherhood, and universal religion." Abdu'l-Bahá coming. Mrs. Breed will announce at the meeting tonight the coming to America and to Boston of Abdu'l-Bahá, the head of the religion, who is expected to arrive in New York about April 8. Abdu'l-Bahá, who for more than 50 years was a prisoner in Turkey as a result of persecution by the Persian Mohammedans of his father, Baha'u'llah, the second prophet of the Baha'is, will be in Boston sometime during the latter part of May.